Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm Connor Barkon. Here's what's happening. SEPTA is in the process of redesigning its bus routes to make them more efficient. As we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo, a transit advocacy group has released the results of its own survey on what riders want in a new bus system.
The group Transit Forward Philadelphia says SEPTA bus riders want reliability. 79% of riders in the group's survey listed poor bus service as their top concern. SEPTA is trying to do something about that with its bus route overhaul. Transit Forward's advocacy director, Yasha Zarenkelk, said two-thirds of the riders surveyed would be willing to make a trade-off for faster service.
That's 67% of riders that we surveyed overall said that, yes, they would be willing to walk further to a bus stop if it meant getting to their destination 10 or 15 minutes faster.
The results of the survey of 2,500 riders were released during a webinar Tuesday. SEPTA last month issued a draft of its bus redesign that consolidates routes and eliminates others. The new bus network is expected to be in place by this time next year. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Council members got a taste of the same kind of bureaucratic frustrations that constituents often complain about as they tried to figure out what happened to $500,000 they appropriated for crime victim relocation. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Diamond Wilson was shot in the face more than a year ago. She lost her right eye and she testified any feeling of safety.
I am not properly relocated or protected. I am now living at a less capacity than before the assault.
Wilson is precisely the kind of person Councilman David O said he had in mind when he appropriated $500,000 for relocation. Services that he said have not been delivered. The city's victim advocate, Adara Combs, said council itself is partly responsible for the money's lack of impact because it appropriated the money with no strategy for how to spend it.
Resources without proper planning or systems in place is really just throwing money at a problem with no hope of ever solving that problem.
Councilman O said the plan was for the managing director's office to distribute the money to community groups that work with victims. But Shondell Revelle of the Office of Violence Prevention said it apparently went to the district attorney's office. That angered both O and Councilman Curtis Jones, who demanded to know why.
Well, we can't get that answer for you.
They need to get that answer now. Yeah, you need to give us the answer. Call whoever you need to call. Yeah, we need that answer.
Revelle was not able to get the answer. The hearing was recessed until he can find out. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
If you're planning on flying out of Philly International Airport this week for Thanksgiving, you won't be alone. KYW's Nina Barati reports.
It may be the most wonderful time of the year, but for travelers, it's also one of the most hectic.
It was really busy. They announced it was a full flight like 10 times, and every seat was taken. It was definitely a little bit hectic.
That's Joya Blejo, who flew into PHL from Los Angeles to visit family for the holiday weekend. She's one of the expected 867,000 travelers to roll a bag through the airport between last Friday and the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Airport officials say they're expecting a 12% increase in traffic since this time last year, but they say it still won't be as high as 2019 levels right before the pandemic. Monday was considered the fourth busiest travel day, but quite a few travelers told KYW the flight wasn't as bad as the lines to get food, like Marissa White visiting from Utah.
Everything's been smooth rolling, like everything's well organized, no worries for anything. Only thing I would say is getting dinner. That's been a little bit of a trick.
And the trickiest day for travelers could be Sunday, when PHL says they expect the most people. At the airport, Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia's Thanksgiving Day Parade is the oldest in the nation.
And KYW's John McDevitt reports preparations are underway for the holiday tradition.
Sound checks and decorating are underway. A truck full of porta potties just rolled in here. The steps of the Philadelphia Art Museum doubles as a stage for the televised parade. I caught up with Todd Marcacci, co-producer for the parade, who was securing some colorful flags for the show.
We're really excited about the beautiful weather. Lord, I remember the days of being out here with snow, rain, everything else you can think of, and wind, everything else you can think of. And, you know, the stars are lining up, hopefully, knock on wood there, but the stars continue to line up between now and Thursday. And we just really look forward to entertaining the people of Philadelphia, either on TV or along the parade route, with all of the creativity and excitement.
There'll be marching bands, floats, balloons, dance troops, musical acts, and of course, Santa Claus. The parade route is about a mile and a half. It steps off 8:30 Thursday morning at 20th Street and JFK Boulevard, making its way here to the Philadelphia Museum of Art. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's the holidays, and that means gathering with family, often with some food and drink. But KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams says the American Heart Association warns of heart issues that can arise during the holidays.
Eat, drink, and be merry, but don't go too far. Heart-related deaths increase by about 5% during the holiday season as we cram in more salt, more sugar, and more alcohol, which can result in what's called holiday heart, or cardiac rhythm disturbances brought on by increased indulgence of salty foods and alcohol.
And that's even if they don't have risk factors, meaning high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, etc. And those who do have these risk factors are even at higher risk of developing all the above.
That's Dr. Iman Hamad, director of the Advanced Heart Failure and Transplant Program at Temple University Hospital and board member of the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women campaign in Philadelphia. She says if you are at high risk,
make sure that your sugars are controlled, that you monitor them. If you have high blood pressure, that you're still avoiding the salt. You know, moderation is the key. You want to enjoy the holiday, but at the same time, you want to make sure that your health is good.
And if you're running around entertaining, note that stress also plays a role in cardiac events as it raises cortisol levels. Bottom line, she says, enjoy, but take it easy. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Connor Barkon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.